This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Banks Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jodcast. Today, we are interviewing five of the six students who are currently in the University of Manchester here for the DARA Big Data Fellowship Programme. They have been here for a month, and this week is their last week. And we are gathered here today to ask them a few questions about the DARA Big Data and the fellowship they are currently on. Say hello, guys.
Hello.
I'm here with Jake.
Hello. I'm a bit of a distance away from the mic, so bear with me.
And I'm Naomi. And I would like them to introduce themselves, starting from the lady.
Hello. My name is Miriam Yamai. I'm a PhD candidate at the University of Cape Town, South Africa. And I study radio transients, where I use radio telescope data to study the behavior over a long period of time, their emission. And I'm a DARA Big Data Policy Fellow.
Hello, my name is Samson Mutunga from the University of Nairobi. I'm a PhD student in physics. My research work involves use of geospatial techniques, that is like remote sensing and GIS. Applying them on ensuring sustainable agriculture.
Hello, my name is Emmanuel Francis Okran. I'm a PhD student at the University of Cape Town, South Africa. My work is focused on using radio data, complementing it with multi-wavelength information to understand the nature of faint radio sources.
Hello, my name is Alexander Kiprono. From Kenya. I'm a researcher at Kenya Agricultural and Livestock Research Organization. I'm here for the Big Data and Policy Fellowship training.
I'm James, a PhD student in mathematics at the University of Stellenbosch, and I'm a 2018 DARA Big Data Policy Fellow. For my research, I'm looking at using mathematics to understand how to optimize the vaccine supply chain during measles outbreaks.
Thank you very much. So before we start asking them more questions, I would like to read a little bit about the DARA Big Data. Now, the DARA Big Data project is a flagship UK Newton Fund program in partnership with the South African Department of Science and Technology. The DARA Big Data provides bursaries for students from the partner countries of the African VLBI network. That is Botswana, Ghana, Kenya, Madagascar, Mauritius, Mozambique, Namibia, and Zambia. Now, these students are provided bursaries to study for data-intensive research degrees at universities in South Africa and the UK across the three DARA Big Data focus areas of astrophysics, health data, and sustainable agriculture. In addition to providing student bursaries, DARA Big Data also works in partnership with SKA South Africa, now incorporated into the South African Radio Astronomy Observatory, on the broader Big Data Africa training program. Big Data Africa provides training workshops in machine learning, big data techniques, and data-intensive methodologies across the three DARA Big Data focus areas we've talked about earlier. These workshops and training courses take place in South Africa and other AVN countries and are open to students from across the AVN country network who are currently in the honors year of their undergraduate degree or who are already pursuing a master's or PhD level research degree in these countries. Now, concerning the DARA Big Data Policy Fellowship, the mechanism of science communication for policy engagement differ from those used for public engagement. The DARA Big Data Policy Fellowship Program aims to cultivate expertise within the scientific community in order to develop the relationship and skills necessary to communicate the outcomes of research programs effectively to policymakers in order to facilitate and inform effective evidence-based policymaking. Now, I believe this is why you are all here. And so you've been here for a month. What kind of training have you been put through? Can you tell me a little bit about it? Who wants to start? Samson?
Yeah. Over the period of 1 month that we have been around here, we have actually learned a lot. That is, as it pertains to policy communication. You have been taught on how the context of science and technology in policy and how it has evolved in the global setting. I've also been informed about the different tools of policy engagement that are available for us. We have also learned a lot of policy communication skills, like we are now able to dissect our scientific research for policy impact and how to present the constituent components in a manageable way, as well as to different audiences. Yeah.
Any other feedback from guys about the training you've been on?
To add to what my colleague said, I think the DARA policy training has really helped us a lot, in the sense that it has allowed me to step out of my comfort zone, which is the science that I do on a daily basis, and learn new things in terms of policy communication, how to communicate your ideas to politicians, how to influence their decision making. And I think that has been an eye-opener and a very good experience, and it's something that I will carry along.
So can you talk more about your research and how the big data is affecting the research you are currently in?
Okay, I do research in veterinary science, and at times I handle complex data and information that I need to share with the farmers and other stakeholders. So this training is of use to me in packaging the material that I'll be able to share with the relevant people.
Okay, so being an astronomer, basically astronomy is data-driven, and the data challenges that we have means we need to look at new ways of dealing with the data that we take with our telescopes. For instance, data storage, new ways of computing, cloud computing. These are the kind of things that I do.
So do you find this particular training of policy making and communication important or valuable to scientists now in way of communicating their research to the public?
Okay, yeah. I mean, well, definitely, because science can be used as a tool to drive a nation's development. And coming from Africa, I think we don't really, at least I can say for my country, Ghana, we don't really invest that much in science education. So this training that we have, this now place huge responsibility on some of us to be able to go share with other people and also enlighten our politicians to be able to invest in science education.
Now, to add on that, funding of science has been sluggish, let me say that, in African countries. And one of the reasons that we are gathering from this training is that the way we have been communicating our science. Because you find the way you speak out your science results matters a lot. These politicians, most of them are not scientists. So you have to present your research in a way that they understand the impact that it has on the citizens, that will get them into making like policies or even funding the project that you are doing.
What other challenges are you currently facing in your countries pertaining to policymakers and funding and research that you have come across? Like, I know some of you have been in research for a while, and I know you have had results that you had want to communicate in a particular way, or you have gone out for funding that you have not received. Is this training going to help you communicate better? And how? Samson, you want to say something?
Oh, yes. Some of the challenges that I might have faced is that the time that you get to meet with these policymakers is very small. So what you say to them at that time should be tailor-made to make some impact to them. So meeting these policymakers and these funders of science is quite difficult sometimes, and when you meet them it's very brief. So that is one of the challenges that we have faced. Now, how this training will help us is that we now know, if for example you get in a lift and you are with a politician there, by the time we get to the floor that he's going, the kind of things that you can speak to him before he gets off that lift.
That was a particular challenge that Dr. Rob Adam identified actually in his work with policy engagement. So that's in his interview, which will most likely go out alongside this one in some capacity. We'll have to decide how we could play that.
Yeah. Well, I personally, from my experience in Ghana, has found that getting politicians to agree to big data sciences like astronomy have always been difficult because they don't see the monetary impact. They don't see the economic impact that this science will have on the country in 10, 20 years' time. Is it the same in other countries? Or is Ghana the only place I'm seeing this?
It is the same. It is the same with Kenya. Because like when you talk of something like astronomy, it's not something that you put money inside it and you get it tomorrow. And these politicians' lifespan is very short. They are there for like 4 years or 5 years and then they are kicked out. So the better way that you have learned from this training is like you kind of choose your champions very well, work with institutions, people will always remain there even when governments change. Yeah.
So, well, to end this interview, I want all of you to say some parting words to our listeners about the Big Data, Dara Big Data Fellowship, and why it's so relevant to researchers and scientists today.
Okay, so scientists are usually stuck in their world where they sort of write scientific articles and publish them in journals and frame some and keep them in their shelves. But in this world, in these recent days where many papers are being published per day, politicians don't have the time to go through our work to find out which ones have policy implications. So one way to sort of jump that hurdle is to take our work beyond scientific article publication and produce policy briefings and blog articles, which we can share on social media and look for champions to sort of push our ideas to the right authorities. And so the Dara Big Data Fellowship, Policy Fellowship, is a good starting point for early career scientists and PhD students to learn the art of doing that. And I would recommend that in the next call, people apply. And also, if there are funding agencies out there who are looking forward to fund this program, that they reach out to the organizers and make sure this happens again.
Yes, as my colleague has said, the training is very important, and I would recommend for other scientists so that they are able to share the information from their research to be able to influence the lives of the end users.
Yeah, so I think science in general has become more statistical. I mean, we not really, particularly in the field of astronomy. So it is data-driven, and I think the Dara Big Data is a good initiative, and it enables particularly Africans to get involved in this cutting-edge research and also to build their careers from there. So I'll recommend the Dara Big Data for everyone.
Yeah, so it was Bernie Fanaroff when I interviewed him. He likes the phrase fourth industrial revolution to refer to this. I mean, not just with astronomy, but for all disciplines becoming more data driven. And so it'll be you guys that are at the forefront of that.
Okay. So I think Dara Big Data is a very good initiative. And one thing that I learned from this program when we were doing the training is that, like one of my colleagues said, is to identify your audience and to speak the immediate response to your research. Like, for example, if you're in academia and you have something that can directly impact or immediately impact the society out there, then it's good. Then you can communicate that to the policy makers. And another thing that I would encourage the listeners and early science researchers and PhD students and postdocs is to encourage women to apply for this program, given that there are very few women. I mean, I'm the only one who attended the program for the first group. So I would encourage women out there to join the training. Thank you.
Okay, thank you all for joining us today, and we wish you all the best in your future research and in communicating your findings to our policymakers so that Africa will start changing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And all the best.
Thank you.